Bumed Instruction 1300.2 Bravo. Suitability screening, medical assignment screening, and exceptional family member program identification and enrollment. Comprehensive audio study guide. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Intro. 1. Which instruction provides policy, procedures, and responsibilities for medical, dental, and educational suitability screening, medical assignment screening, and exceptional family member program identification and enrollment? Bumed Instruction 1300.2 Bravo. 2. Which reference requires the Bureau of Medicine and Surgery to provide procedures for medical, dental, and educational suitability screening? OPNAV Instruction 1300.14 Delta. 3. Which publication requires BUMED to prescribe procedures to conduct medical assignment screening for Navy service members? Milpersman 1306-801. 4. Which procedures are used to determine suitability of Navy and Marine Corps service members and their family members in receipt of orders or an overseas screening notification to overseas or remote duty assignments by identifying special medical, dental, and educational requirements from now on referred to as special medical and/or educational needs? Suitability screening. 5. Which procedures are used to identify ongoing medical conditions of Navy and Marine Corps service members in special communities that may impact the service member's readiness following periods of temporary limited duty or a finding of fit for continued naval service by the Secretary of the Navy Council of Review Board's Physical Evaluation Board? Medical Assignment Screening, Mike Alpha Sierra. 6. The commanding officer of the transferring or parent command must ensure each service member is screened within 30 days of receipt of transfer orders or OSN, and each family member is screened within how many days? 60. 7. Which form should be used to document service member and family member suitability or unsuitability for an overseas or remote duty assignment? NAVPERS 1300/16. 8. What approves all officer temporary limited duty and third period or higher enlisted TLD? NAVPERSCOM, PERS-454. 9. During a scheduled medical appointment for routine medical care and/or a suitability screening, MTF staff members are required to identify family members with special medical and/or educational needs. Which form must be immediately completed and referred to the EFMP coordinator by MTF providers to initiate EFMP enrollment? DD Form 2792, Family Member Medical Summary. 10. Which form must be completed for children receiving early intervention or special education services? DD Form 2792-1, Special Education or Early Intervention Summary. 11. What is the minimum pay grade required to be assigned as a suitability screening coordinator? E6. 12. How many years at a minimum must appointed suitability screening coordinators remain in the position to provide continuity? 2. 13. What is the minimum enlisted pay grade required to be assigned as the exceptional family member program coordinator? E5. 14. How many years at a minimum must appointed Exceptional Family Member Program Coordinator remain in the position to provide continuity? 2. Enclosure 2. 1. Which term is applied when command-sponsored family members are authorized to travel and reside with the sponsor? Accompanied. 2. What is defined as any item, piece of equipment, or product system used to increase, maintain, or improve functional capabilities of individuals with disabilities? Assistive technology device. 3. What are defined as infectious diseases, including human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, hepatitis B virus, and hepatitis C virus? Bloodborne pathogens, Bravo, Bravo, Papa. 4. Which computer-based medical management system is used in Department of Defense healthcare facilities? Composite Healthcare System, Charlie Hotel, Charlie Sierra. 5. Which system is a data repository containing all active and retired military members and their family members? Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System, DEERS. 6. What is defined as the genetic material found in cell nuclei used for identification? deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA. 7. Which system must be the mechanism for determining return to duty, separation, or retirement of service members because of a disability? Disability Evaluation System, Delta Echo Sierra. 8. Which community-based program provides family-centered services of an educational, developmental, and social nature that also includes certain allied health support services? Early Intervention Services, Echo India Sierra. 9. Which community-based program provides services to support families of children with developmental delays, disabilities, or special education needs in domestic and overseas areas? Educational and Development Education Services, Echo Delta, India Sierra. 10. What is a mandatory program that requires the identification and enrollment of family members with special medical and/or educational needs for the purpose of assisting detailers or monitors in assigning service members to locations where the needs can be met? Exceptional Family Member Program, Echo Foxtrot, Mike Papa. 11. Which blood enzyme is used to test for tolerance to certain medications such as anti-malarial medication? Glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase, GALF-6-PAPA-DELTA. 12. Which virus is responsible for acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or AIDS? Human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. 13. Which public law requires free appropriate public education to include special education and related services to preschool and school-age children with disabilities, ages 3 to 22nd birthday? Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, India Delta, Echo Alpha. 14. Which board acts on behalf of the Secretary of the Navy Council of Review Boards to make determinations of fitness for continued naval service, entitlement to benefits, disability ratings, and disposition of service members referred to as? Physical Evaluation Board, Papa Echo Bravo. 15. What is the annual in-person assessment for all active duty personnel, which consolidates medical, occupational health and risk screening services, medical record review, preventative counseling, and risk communication under the umbrella of an annual health assessment? Periodic Health Assessment, Papa Hotel Alpha. 16. Which test is administered to screen for tuberculosis? Purified Protein Derivative, Papa Papa Delta. 17. Timely access for remote duty designation purposes in the continental United States is defined as residing and assigned to a duty station that is greater than how many hours of driving time from a MTF under normal conditions? 2. 18. Who serves as the representative of the CO in all medical recommendations or decisions? Senior Medical Department Representative, Sierra Mike Delta Romeo. 19. What is the official record used to support continuity of clinical care and the administrative, business-related, and evidentiary needs of the DOD, the VA, and the individual? Service Treatment Record, Sierra Tango Romeo. 20. Temporary limited duty occurs in periods up to how many months? 6. 21. What is the DOD's worldwide healthcare program available to eligible beneficiaries from any of the uniformed service? TRICARE. 22. What is an independent panel of experts in primary care and prevention which systematically reviews evidence for effectiveness and develops recommendations for clinical preventive services? U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, Uniform Sierra Papa Sierra Tango Foxtrot. 23. How many days from the day the transferring command receives the orders, or OSN, will sailors with dependents be given to complete the screening process? 30. Enclosure 3. 1. Which information is used to determine if a service member or family member can successfully transfer to the assignment location indicated on the orders? Suitability screening. 2. Which act protects individual identifiable health information? Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, Hotel India, Papa Alpha Alpha. 3. The transferring command is responsible for ensuring the service member is screened within 30 days of receipt of transfer orders or OSN, and family members are screened within how many days of receipt of transfer orders or OSN? 60. 4. How many months from the date of completion are medical, dental, and educational suitability screening forms valid for if there were no significant changes in the health or educational status of the service member or family member? 12. 5. Remote duty locations are designated based on timely access to healthcare services. Timely access for remote duty designation purposes is defined as residing and assigned to a duty station that is greater than how many hours driving time from a MTF under normal conditions. 2. 6. Which reference defines dependent restricted or 12-month unaccompanied tours that require a modified overseas or remote duty screening for dependents? Milpersman 1300-302. 7. Approximately how many weeks post-delivery is post-pregnancy suitability screening for mother and child conducted to ensure the infant is immunized and the mother and infant can safely travel? 8. 8. Infants and toddlers, birth to 36 months, and preschool and school-age children, ages 3 to which birthday, receiving EIS or special education services, have a statutory entitlement to services under IDEA. 22nd. 9. Command sponsorship can be denied when medical care deemed necessary to the health of a family member is not available at the overseas location per which reference. DoD Instruction 1315.18. 10. Service women who suspect pregnancy must obtain prompt confirmation and inform their CO or OIC within how many weeks of pregnancy confirmation? 2. 11. The transferring command is responsible for referring all service women of reproductive age and with intact uterus and ovaries to have a pregnancy test administered no more than how many days prior to detaching? 30. 12. SECNAV Instruction 5300.39, along with which other instruction, contain guidelines for immunizations. BUMED Instruction 6230.15-alpha. 13. Which reference addresses immunization religious exemption requests for waivers for active duty personnel? DoD Instruction 1300.17. 14. The gaining MTF must submit documentation to the gaining Navy Medicine Region if they have determined there is an unacceptable level of risk to the unimmunized family member who would otherwise be medically suitable. If the gaining Navy Medicine Region findings are consistent with unsuitable, the Navy Medicine Region must submit the substantiating documentation to BUMED Family Readiness within how many working days to facilitate final adjudication of the recommendation for medical suitability? 7. 15. Only a flag officer at BUMED has the authority to recommend a medically unsuitable finding related to immunizations alone for Navy and Marine Corps family members. The flag officer's finding must be returned within how many working days to the gaining SSC? 7. 16. Immunization compliance is based on the age-appropriate immunization schedule established by ACIP for DoD EA students under the age of how many years? 5. 17. NAVMED Publication 117, along with which other reference, contain guidance for PHA screening and special duty assessment. SECNAV Instruction 6120.3. 18. The pharmacy department must dispense, by prescription, sufficient quantities for the en route period of transfer or period needed by the gaining command's pharmacy to obtain the required medications, up to how many days? 180. 19. For service member or family members with a history of inpatient mental health care, ensure an evaluation by a psychiatrist, psychologist, or appropriate health care provider to include a statement verifying eligibility for overseas or operational assignments if an exacerbation occurred which did not result in hospitalization but resulted in the inability to perform military or civilian work duties or to attend school for a period lasting longer than how many days? 3. 20. Service member and family members are unsuitable for an overseas, remote duty, or operational assignment if they are in which dental classes? 3 or 4. 21. How often at a minimum are dental examinations required for active and reserve component personnel? Annually. 22. Children who are younger than 6 months do not require a dental screening. Pediatricians may screen for children less than how many months old with no teeth? 24. 23. Dental healthcare providers responsible for suitability screening must review military and civilian dental records as available for each service member and family member to determine if an examination or treatment is required. Which type of dental examination is required if records are not current? Type 2. 24. Which publication directs that family members who require early intervention or special education services must receive the same consideration for family travel at government expense to an overseas duty location as families who don't require such services? DoD Instruction 1315.19. 25. The screening MTF supporting the initial duty station must conduct an initial suitability screening for the service member and family members before a service member is assigned to intermediate duty assignment. How many months is the initial screening valid for? 12. 26. If command-sponsored suitability screening is required for each family member, screening conducted within the past 12 months meets this requirement, provided the service member signed a statement indicating that they must notify their command of any change in medical, dental, or educational status. Changes include pregnancy, illness or injury requiring treatment, or rehabilitation for longer than how many days, additions or changes to medication, or any other situation or condition that might alter the initial suitability recommendation. 90. 27. How often must BUMED Family Readiness submit a summary of substantiated deficiency reports? Quarterly. 28. Which reference contains guidance on early return or early return of dependence? Milpersman 1300-306. Enclosure 4. 1. What identifies ongoing medical conditions that may limit the service member's ability to deploy? Medical Assignment Screening, Mike Alpha Sierra. 2. Medical assignment screening must be conducted per which reference? Milpersman 1306-801. 3. Upon receipt of the completed NAVMED 1300/3, the deployability coordinator must retain an audit copy for at least how many years after which the record is destroyed? 2. Enclosure 5. 1. Which program has the objective of identifying, documenting, and coding special medical and/or educational need requirements of family members for consideration by military personnel activities during the assignment process? Exceptional Family Member Program, Echo Foxtrot, Mike Papa. 2. Which reference provides Exceptional Family Member Program policy for the Marine Corps, which is separate from the Navy EFMP? MCO 1754.4 Bravo. 3. Which form must be completed by Navy MTFs supporting other uniformed services? DD Form 2792. 4. Family members who suffer from a current and chronic duration of how many or more months mental health condition must be enrolled in the Exceptional Family Member Program. 6. 5. Which form must be completed for all Exceptional Family Member Program enrollments to include those receiving only early intervention or special education services? DD Form 2792. 6. Which form must be completed for every dependent child during suitability screenings for overseas or remote duty assignments, regardless of Exceptional Family Member Program enrollment? DD Form 2792-1. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.